Good morning. Welcome to Builders Briefing for March 3rd, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam.
Hey, big show today. Google's making moves with MCP in the browser. Motorola is shipping de-Googled phones. And there's some great tooling drops. Let's get into it.
All right, so in the headline, Google just shipped an early preview of something called WebMCP, which brings the Model Context Protocol directly into Chrome. Up until now, MCP has been a server-side and CLI thing. You hook up AI agents to tools and data sources on the back end. WebMCP flips that. Now your web app can expose structured capabilities, tools, resources, prompts, directly to AI agents running in or alongside the browser.
Okay, this is a big deal. So instead of an AI agent puppeteering through your UI with something like Puppeteer, literally clicking buttons and scraping screens, it can just talk to your app natively through these MCP endpoints.
Exactly. Think about an AI booking agent that wants to search flights on your travel site. Today, it's basically screen scraping. With WebMCP, your site exposes a structured interface. Here are my tools, here's how to search, here's how to book, and the agent just uses them directly.
That's interesting because it's kind of like what REST did for app-to-app communication, but now it's for agent-to-app. And the timing is funny. There was a really popular Hacker News post arguing that MCP is overkill, that a well-structured CLI does the job.
Right. And honestly, that argument holds for local developer tooling. But WebMCP changes the calculus for anything web-facing. The browser is where your users are. Google is clearly betting that MCP becomes the interface layer between AI agents and the web. If you're building any kind of SaaS product, start prototyping an MCP manifest alongside your REST endpoints. The early mover advantage here is real.
Agents will prefer the apps they can talk to natively. That's a strong incentive. All right, what else is happening in AI land?
A couple of cool drops. EdgeQuake is a Rust-based GraphRAG implementation. So, graph-based retrieval augmented generation. And it's inspired by LightRag, but written in Rust. If you've been eyeing GraphRag, but the Python latency was a deal-breaker, this is production-grade, and you can embed it directly in back-end services without the gil tax.
The Rust ML ecosystem just keeps filling in. And speaking of tools, there's one called LMFit that auto-sizes LLM models to your hardware. Your RAM, CPU, GPU. So you don't have to trial and error which quantization actually fits your machine.
Super practical. And then there's Timber, which is pitching itself as, quote, a llama for classical ML. It claims 336x faster than Python, which, take the benchmarks with salt, but the real value is making Sklearn-style models as easy to serve as LLMs. Pull and run.
I love that. Classical ML doesn't get enough love right now, and making it easy to deploy alongside LLM inference. That's a real gap being filled. Oh, and Anthropic refreshed their prompt engineering tutorial. If you're onboarding a team onto Claude, that's still the best free resource. Link in the briefing.
Moving to DevTools, two things I want to highlight. First, there's a project called Memento, proposing that full AI coding sessions should be captured as part of your Git commit metadata. Like, the entire conversation you had with the AI while writing the code.
Oh, that's provocative. On one hand, the auditability angle is huge, especially in regulated industries where you need code provenance. On the other hand, that's a lot of noise in your commit history.
Yeah, the Hacker News thread, about 170 comments, was split right down the middle on that. But here's my take. AI authored code is about to be the majority of diffs in a lot of code bases. You probably want to figure out your provenance story now, not after the fact.
Fair point. What's the other one?
A heads up for Claude Code users. Anthropic's new Cowork feature is silently creating 10 GB VM bundles on macOS. No warning, just eats your disk. They're tracking the issue, but no fix yet. So if you're on a MacBook with limited storage, go check your disk usage.
10 digs. Yeah, that'll sneak up on you fast on a 256 GB drive. Good to know.
Okay, let's talk security because this was actually the biggest story of the day by points. Motorola announced a B2B partnership with GrapheneOS at MWC 2026. 1,500 plus points on Hacker News. They're going to ship hardened enterprise phones together.
That's wild. GrapheneOS has been the gold standard for privacy-focused Android, but it's always been a hobbyist, flash-it-yourself kind of thing. Motorola partnering, officially? That legitimizes it as an enterprise security platform overnight.
And it's not just GrapheneOS. The EOS project, which is a fully degoogled Android fork, hit over 500 points on HN the same day. The trend is unmistakable. Demand for Google Free Mobile is going mainstream, crossing into enterprise.
So, if you're building mobile apps and you assume Google Play Services is always there, push notifications through Firebase, maps through Google Maps, you might need a fallback path. Your next enterprise customer might literally require it.
Exactly. Test on AOSP-based ROMs. It's not optional anymore. Also in security, quick one. A city called Everett dismantled its entire Flock surveillance camera network after a court ruled the footage is public record. That's a precedent setter for anyone building IoT or civic tech with sensor data.
Interesting. If you deploy sensors in public, the data might not stay private. Good to keep in mind.
Quick hits. Apple dropped the M4 iPad Air, and simultaneously someone published a deep reverse engineering series on the M4 neural engine. If you're optimizing core ML models for on-device inference, that teardown is critical reading. Link in the briefing.
NuShell keeps getting better for structured data pipelines. Servo, the Rust-based browser engine, is gaining momentum as an embeddable web runtime. If Electron feels too heavy for your desktop app, Servo is approaching Credible. And on a somber note, Felix FX Linder, legendary security researcher, has passed away.
A real loss for the security community. Rest in peace. So here's the takeaway. The MCP ecosystem is splitting into two clear lanes: server-side CLI integration for developer tools, and browser-native web MCP for web products. If users interact with your thing through a browser, start thinking about your MCP surface now. It's going to be how AI agents discover and use your product.
And on the mobile side, DeGoogled is going enterprise. If your app depends on Google Play Services, build that fallback path before your customers ask for it. Because they're about to.
That's the show for March 3rd. Links to everything we talked about are in the briefing. Thanks for listening, builders.
Go build something great. See you next time.